Hello, my beautiful emeralds. Hashtag parent power. That I really want to start that like trending somewhere. Parent power. I love that. It's Vina V here. Hello, I'm a single mum to a very hyperactive boy. And welcome to the Mum to Millionaire podcast. If you've never listened before... Hello there. I love you. You are amazing. You've got a unique talent that the world needs to see. So stop the excuses, build up your confidence, just build up yourself because you really can do it. If I can do it, if all the other mums and dads on this podcast can do it, whatever it is, so can you. I'm very excited because today's episode is kicking off dad season. I've noticed that I've had a lot of men and a lot of dads subscribe to the YouTube channel recently, and I'm guessing there might be a few dads that are listening to this podcast. So I thought, why am I excluding the men? Let's all be inclusive and let's all do this together. So today's episode is launching dad season. I've got four amazing dads on the way over the next month. Today we're kicking off with Lan Ray Fitness. You are going to love this guy. So much energy. He's all about the boom, boom, boom. You'll see what I mean when you hear this interview. And he's going to let you know how he is building his brand as a fitness professional. He's going to give some tips for you as well on how you can be building your Instagram following. He's blowing up on Instagram at the moment. And then next week, he basically was a builder for many, many decades. And then at the age of 46, he decided to be a photographer. Builder to photographer, such a massive change. Find out in next week's episode how he does that. And then, oh my goodness me, also coming up in dad season, we've got a magician that you need to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you've not done so already, because I'm going to be uploading a magic trick and you're just going to be like, what the hell? I was. So that is on the way. And we've got a hypnotherapist as well. It's such, I can't wait for you to hear all these interviews. Dad season coming up over the next month right here on Mum to Millionaire. So without further ado, this is episode 73 and it's all about how you can become a personal trainer.
MumToMillionaire.com.
Meet you where I like her face.
I don't know where this answer is.
I'm the same. I'm just saying. I'm being honest.
Okay, you ready?
1 second. My muscles are not shade.
Do I smell of sweat?
No, you smell nice. We have to see this close together.
Yes, we have to. Otherwise, I'm not going to be in the thing. MumToMillionaire.com. Hey, it's Vina V and welcome to Mum to Millionaire. This is the place for you to get motivated and finally take action in your life. And we're doing dad season
right now.
This is our first ever dad as part of dad season, because I think there's been a lot of dads that listen to this podcast now and watch the YouTube channel. And I thought, do you know what? The time is now right to bring on some successful dads. They're going to share their tips with you and get us motivated to take action as well. So today we have got a dad of one. He is blowing up on Instagram right now and he's just a fantastic personal trainer. Please welcome to the show, Lan Ray.
Yes, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Thanks for coming on, Lan Ray.
No worries. I'm very happy to be here today. Very happy to be here, people.
So let's talk about you.
Yes.
How did you get into personal training?
Okay. I've been a personal trainer for quite a while now. So I started off as a carer. I was looking after old people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they used to be a physiotherapist that comes in every now and then and does like exercises for the person I was looking after. Mm. And he said, you know what, yeah, you got a knack for like training and stuff. You tend to remember the exercises and then you can always apply it. But why didn't you do something in that field? And I was like, well, I'll do it. And yeah, and I went for my personal trainer diploma and boom.
Boom, he's here.
He's here like, today. About 10 years now, so I'm an old guy.
And he's not old. And how do you find it, I mean, juggling being a dad and doing your personal training? Is it quite good in the sense that it's very flexible?
Yeah.
Because tell us, you're up in the gym sometimes, like 6 o'clock in the morning. So it's
every day, 6 a.m.
Every day?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Apart from Sunday, obviously. I go to church on Sunday.
Oh, good boy.
Yeah.
It's a good boy. But is it like a viable... I mean, so if someone's watching this right now and they've got that steady job, but they're really into their fitness and they want to be a personal trainer, is it a good job to work around the family? Because I think a lot of people in life now, they just want that flexibility.
Yeah. Well, being self-employed is great. That's first things first. Mm. Okay. Whatever you do, if you're self-employed, you have your business, absolutely fantastic, right? Then juggling everything then comes into play. Well, it totally depends on what structure you have at the moment. I've got a good structure and it's easy for me to wake up as early as 5 o'clock, go for my sessions, start off at 6 and then just do it step by step because my partner sorts out the little one. And if I do...
That's why mums are amazing, by the way.
Mums are the best. Mums are the best, okay? Mums are the best. So, yeah.
So don't ever take your baby mama for granted.
Don't. Don't, trust me. Yeah, so for me, I've had it really, 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 really nice. And she does everything and I just...
So basically, there is no juggle for you at all?
Not really. But you find a way, you know?
But even in terms of, you said self-employment is great, and I love being self-employed, but there are challenges with it. I mean, you've built up a really good base of clients.
That's right.
You've got a really good hourly rate, like you're doing really well.
Yeah.
But what about the days when you first started and it was difficult to get clients when people don't know who you are? That's when self-employment isn't great because you haven't got that guaranteed income every month.
Yeah, that's true. Well, for me, I was lucky because I was working with a company that pushes you to the extreme, does a lot of training activities for us. And I'm a kind of a guy that does a lot of classes, and my classes are really fun. So it's like I bring the daily music you listen to every day, and then just incorporate that into the classes. So like, for example, what is all right now music-wise is like, you know, 2 + 2 = 4 - 1. You know what I mean?
Boom! 2 + 2 = 4 - 1. That's 3. Quick maths.
So I use that in my spin. And when I blow that tune, everybody's like pumping to the tune. And I get them to do... You'll listen to that if you don't know. Okay, music.
But that's how you built up because you were you were just putting your all into it. You're passionate. And I can actually say this. When I used to go to the same gym as you, maybe I shouldn't say this on video, but I will. I used to go to a lot of classes and I just felt so demotivated sometimes because there was no passion from the instructor.
Nah.
But once you took one of my classes and I was like, oh my God, this is so, like, you're so into it. So I think that's a great tip, like learn from Lanray in terms of whatever you want to do in life, put your all into it. Because clients will come eventually. Because that's how I noticed you. I was like, do you know what? This guy is actually different.
Yeah.
He's putting his all into it. And that was a class that you were just taking.
Yeah. You just have to be Mr. Motivator. You just have to, first things first, listen, be yourself. Personal training is not a job for someone that is boring. You can't be boring, okay? Be yourself, go out there. You need to try and not necessarily please everybody, but be the guy that is always the fun guy. You leave your problems out the door. You come into that to that gym, everybody wants to pay for like a hyperactive person, someone that knows what they're doing, you know? Just get in there and do what you need to do. If you have problems at home that's making you sad, just leave it outside the door. You know what I mean? I tell my clients too, I listen to their problems, but for about 2 minutes, then I'm like, mate, we need to work, okay? We've got targets, we've got goals, and we just do it.
So, how do you deal with difficult clients? Because I'm sure you've had them over the years.
Not loads, but
how do you deal with it? Because I've had to deal with difficult clients before when I've been training them.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it in the sense that it's a learning experience.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes someone might have come to you, maybe they're not in the right mindset. So it might not necessarily be to do with you and what you're doing, but how have you dealt with them in terms of your, like, coping with them and just in terms of dealing with them? Really?
With personal training, when most of your clients come to you for the first time and they want to train with you, they tend to, like, sense and and evaluate you and see if you guys are in the same frame of mind, if you guys can connect, okay, emotionally. You guys talk about stuff that is just deep, if that makes sense. But you have to try and connect with them. Mm. And then when they come in, you want to be that kind of person that they come into the gym and they see you and they're like, they're happy. You know, they want to talk about their problems. They want to, like, communicate with you. Yeah. Then you guys want to train through it. I think training is the best way you can deal with any kind of stress that you have. Mm. Okay? If you're stressed, get to that gym. If you're angry, if you're a violent person, put some gloves on and just hit the bag. You get me? One, two, punch, blah, blah, blah. You're done. You get me? You're sweating, stress, gone.
This is true, because I've done that before. I've gone to the gym. I don't go to the gym anymore now. But when I used to, I would just get on that treadmill, put my motivational music, like, yes,
that's
I'm going to do this. And it does make you feel so much better. If you're a mum at home, and I understand you might be under so much pressure. You've got the school runs to do. You're running your business. But take that 10 minutes in the morning literally go in hard. You can do stuff at home, can't you?
Yes, you can. See, there's loads of videos on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Pick the one that works for you and just go for it. You know, you can use anything at home to exercise. Yeah. You know, just look. You don't have to buy like loads of equipment and stuff. You can use, listen, chair. Tricep dips, press ups, squats, like different kind of things. Just get into like the social media kind of things, you know? And pick a video.
Yeah. One thing I do is sometimes if I haven't done that 10 minutes of exercise in the morning, when I put the kettle on, I just do squats while the kettle's boiling.
Boom. You see?
You've done it. Then I think, oh my God, I've done 1 minute of exercise. Yes. Yeah,
that is not enough, but.
But at least that's better than nothing, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Obviously, it's not ideal, but I'm like, yeah, I've done squats today while the kettle was boiling.
That's the way forward, you know? You just have to start somewhere and just carry on. That's just carry on. Most important. Yes, just do it.
Just do it. Right, in terms of if a mum is watching this right now, or a dad, it doesn't matter.
Hello, mum. Hello, dad.
But I just want to direct this question to the mums because I feel there's not enough female personal trainers. Whenever I've gone to a gym, there's always been guys. I don't know if this is the area that I live in. I don't know.
Yeah.
But even the more prominent ones on social media, they are guy personal trainers.
That's true.
So how can we get more mums into this? What is the key to get... I know we've talked about getting clients already, but what would be your advice to them? Like, what can they do?
Well, classes. There's a lot of fitness regimes out there, boot camps out there. Most gyms offer classes. If you can't go to a gym or you can't afford to go to the park to do like a boot camp thing because you've got a little one, use your little one as your equipment. Simple.
Mm.
The heavier your little one is, the more you have to work. So give them good food, make them light.
But in terms of those mums building that into a business, so they want to be a personal trainer.
Oh, you
want to
be a personal trainer?
That was the question.
It's easy for women. It's too easy.
What do you mean it's easy?
It's easy for... That's what I think anyway.
But then why aren't we seeing enough of them?
Yeah, exactly. But why?
I'm asking you why.
I don't get it. Listen, okay, fine.
I'm asking
this
you
is
why.
My, this is my advice, yes? For women that want to get into personal training. So far you have the experience, the knowledge, and anybody can be a personal trainer now. In 6 weeks, you can be a PT. But obviously...
Oh, it's just the standard qualification.
That's a standard qualification.
Yeah.
But you have to build... on yourself.
Yeah.
Like I did like my personal trainer diploma through uni. Mm. I did a lot of what is it called? Apprentice schemes in the gym. My brother was a personal trainer. I worked with him.
Yeah.
So it took me quite a while to get my qualifications and get me to where I am right now. So that is what you want to do. But for ladies, I think they have it easy. Because you see, most guys, you know, when we wear all this stuff, yes? Unless, of course, you got like a six pack or some heavy chest, you get, or you're like looking like Tonk. Won't work. Women, make you wear that lycra thing.
I don't know where this answer is.
I'm just saying, I'm being honest.
Okay, let's give some practical tips.
I'm being honest. It's easy for women. But obviously, you have to have the research, the knowledge, and then do your course, and just make sure you follow people that are into the fitness industry, they know what they're doing. You have to train hard yourself. And it's quite easy on online coaching, especially for moms. Online coaching, YouTube videos, target your fellow other moms, you know, do a WhatsApp group.
I think it is finding that unique, because like with you do have that personality and that passion. And some people, personal trainers, don't have that, even on social media. So if you are going to start a PT business, I would say really understand who you are and how you can be. Like, go and check out, and we're going to talk about in Lana Ray's Instagram tips for you now, but go and check out Lana Ray's Instagram. And your videos are always high energy. And they've got that consistent, you know.
I'm always like buzzing. Not too much coffee, but always.
I think that's why he's like this, because he's just had some coffee.
I just don't spin. So I just taught spin this morning, and I can hear the like tunes in my head going. And it's Friday. Boom.
It's Friday. That's Friday. Happy Friday. Okay, so let's talk about your Instagram now.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are smashing it at the moment. You're making your good videos. And I always told this to Lan Ray. Do your videos, Lan Ray.
Yes, I know.
Do your videos. And now finally, he's doing it.
Finally, I know.
His videos.
Thank you. I'll say thank you for telling me to, like, from the days of, what was the first one? That worldwide video thing. What was it called?
Mobile video.
No.
Oh, Periscope.
Yes, from the days
I told him to get on Periscope about 2 years ago.
I did one video and I was like, I'm not having this. This is enough. You know what I mean? I'm not even having it. But yeah. Instagram.
So how do you build your following on Instagram? Because you're doing these fitness videos now. Really nice, short videos. Sometimes you film your clients, which I think's great, because surely that will make you get other clients. If someone can say, he's training these guys, I want to be trained by him as well.
That's true.
So, and they kind of work probably as a video testimonial in a way. That's because, aren't they?
Yeah, they do. So my Instagram, basically, listen, I was maybe a little bit lucky, but maybe, I don't know, a lot of hard work as well.
I don't believe in luck.
Yeah, a lot of hard work. It's hard work. So first things first, you want to get like a nice tripod thing. Okay.
I could have done a really nice promotion
I used Venus V's, this tripod thing that can anchor anywhere. Very important, okay?
I will leave a link to buy below and above. Yeah,
so different shots, okay? Different shots from different angles. So the angles, okay? So you want to choose good angles, something that is going to like project what you're trying to show to the crowd. And then you go for it, you know? Give as much detail as you can and just do what you need to do to like get your information out there. And for me, I was kind of lucky because I was using some set of resistance bands, and some resistance band companies like saw that and they used it on their profile.
Okay.
So I got my likes, I got people adding me. Then I do different contests like boxing. So you get boxing gyms and stuff, like looking into your videos, and it just blows up from there. I don't have a lot of followers, a couple of grand, but
no, but it's quite a lot compared to a lot of people. And it's people that you're getting good comments from, you know, your client base as well, which is important.
Yeah.
So to summarise what Lan Ray said, because I don't know if he explained it well.
Yeah, I know.
I shouldn't say that's horrible. No, but just to emphasise the point, Lan Ray said it very well. But it's to get those video is so important. Please build up that confidence, start doing it, but then start tag. So what Lan Ray did, he started to tag companies and hashtags.
Yes, that's it.
So then they found Lan Ray's video and then they would share his video. So that's how he's getting traction on Instagram.
Yes, that's it.
Rather than just posting a picture and doing nothing, he's getting people involved in these sports companies. Yeah. And
it depends on you. You have to take your... So there's this thing on Instagram where you can put your profile as being private.
Yeah.
But if you do that, it's only your friends and your...
Yeah.
That will see your videos. Mm. So there's no point of using hashtags. So put on public, get on to the hashtag hashtag business, and then a lot of people will be able to see it. So anytime they search, search the hashtag, they can actually go into your profile, look at your videos, and then add you up. you know.
And how do you find your hashtags? Do you look at what other fitness entrepreneurs and PTs are using and then use similar ones?
Not necessarily, but let's say I did a lunge, a video based on lunges.
Yeah.
So I'll just hashtag lunges, you know. So if anybody's looking for ways to do lunges, hashtag lunges, your videos come up.
Yeah.
And if they like how you look, how you do your lunges, and the music you're playing, and stuff like that, you get your views.
And you're being consistent now as well. I think that's the main point.
Yeah. So I try and bring out videos Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, covering different aspects of fitness. So sometimes it's boxing, sometimes it's training my client, sometimes it's just abs. It depends on my mood, you know. And it depends on my training for the day. So I just a little bit of snippets during the day, you know, if I'm about to do my chest. I just take about maybe 3 or 4 videos in between my sets,
yeah.
And that's it. There's no editing, no professional stunting, nothing.
Yes, this is what I like. I need to emphasize this. There is no excuses when it comes to videos. You do not need to edit your videos.
Yeah, so no excuses. You just have to like get your phone out, do your video, and just, you know, put it on there. Hopefully, you're passing the right message across.
And just be consistent. We've all got to do it. Even me, I need to be way more consistent. And I think that's how we're going to go like this, rather than like this and down.
You're the video queen. You're always like that.
Hopefully. Right, what is your last bit of motivation for the mums and dads listening?
What, fitness-wise?
Fitness-wise and business.
Okay, fitness. Listen, fitness-wise, this is it. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Balanced diet, exercise on a regular basis, easy, simple. Everybody knows a balanced diet.
Even I know that.
You know what a balanced diet is? Have a balanced diet. Train on a regular basis, find what works for you and just go for it. Business-wise, okay, find what you're good at and just go for it, okay? I like fitness. I'm good at fitness, okay? I'm good at making people laugh. I'm good at, like, telling the truth all the time, every time. I'll tell you exactly what's going on, you get me? I'll tell you, like, listen, with Landry. Without Landry, you know what that is? That's fat. With Landry, without Landry, boom.
I was like, what's this talk?
I'm sorry, I apologize. But yes, find what you're good. Listen, if you can sell milk, yes, if you know a lot about milk, sell milk.
Exactly. If you can sell chairs,
if you can sell what?
I think the key message in this interview is, and what Landry is really portraying as well, is literally, be passionate about what you do.
Yeah,
do something
important
that lights you up. Like, I love making videos, regardless of, obviously, we need to survive at the end of the day. We need to make money.
Yes,
but we create your business around something you love, because then you won't get bored.
You'll stay
motivated.
Yeah.
I know there must have been hard times, like we were talking about before, when the clients might not be coming in. But because you've got that passion for fitness, you keep going.
Just find what you love. Do it. And go for it. Put your heart into it. It will work. It will work. Just do it. Go for it.
It might take you a year. It might take you a decade. But the point is to keep going.
You might feel like you're wasting your time. People might go like, what are you doing? No. Well, you know what you're doing, you know? Just go for it. Put your heart into it. Put your passion into it. And everything you've got, just boom.
Boom it out.
And it will work.
Yes.
Trust me.
Right. People are going to think we're drunk or something.
We're just high on life.
Yeah. We're so happy right now.
And because I'm around as well, Landry, you know, I bring this, I infect people with energy. You get me?
Not me.
Yes, I do.
No, that was a joke. He's extra happy because I'm here as well. Actually, I didn't mean that. Anyway, thank you so much. This is the Mum to Millionaire podcast. For all of Landry's links, I'll put them below and on the blog post, mumtomillionaire.com/episode73. Make sure you go and check him out on Instagram. I will see you next week when we continue Dad Season.
Yes, Dad Season.
Next week, we're going to have Jimmy on the show. He used to be a builder for years, decades, and then he's transitioned. Now he's a photographer.
He needs to come and do my
amazing story.
It's going to be episode number 74, right? So 7 + 3 is equal to...
I don't know what we're talking about.
I can't wait.
Anyway, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or on YouTube, and we'll see you next week. Bye!
Stay fit.
Millionaire.com.
Don't you just love that guy? So much energy and enthusiasm. He's fantastic. Do connect with him over on Instagram. He's called Lan Ray Fitness. Oh, he's just one of those. When you see him, it's just all about the boom, boom, boom. That's what it's all about. And if you're really interested in being a personal trainer, I've also had another amazing lady on the show. She's called Vanessa. Go back and listen to episode 53. She's created her personal training business from purely using Facebook groups. She has a Facebook membership group. I think she charges about £20 a month, and that is how she is sustaining her business at the moment. It's just an incredible story. Even if you don't want to be a personal trainer, she just gives five powerful ways to build a really thriving online community. So if you want to do that in your business, go back and listen to episode 53. You are amazing. I'm going to say this in every single podcast. Hashtag parent power. If all these parents on the podcast can do it, so can you. You really can. There is no excuses at all. Come on, start messing around. Can't wait to see you next week. We have got a guy who at the age of 46 stopped being a builder. He was made redundant, and then he became a photographer. What a drastic career change from builder, being on a building site, working outside constantly, to being a photographer. And I've got to say this, he is an amazing photographer, Jimmy. He's on the Mum to Millionaire podcast next week, and he continues dad season. And if you've never checked out the website before, make sure you hop on over there, mumtomillionaire.com. And if you want a boost of motivation, of positivity, you're kind of looking around, you're looking at, you may be listening to this podcast and you're thinking, how is everyone else being so positive? How is everyone else striving and thriving in life? And you want a bit of that. You want a bit of this vibe. You want some enthusiasm. You just want to be happy. Go to mumtomillionaire.com/motivation. And I've got a fantastic audio, it's kind of like an audio book, an audio course for you over there for you to download, and you can listen to it whenever you want. It's just to really make you think about your life and different ways how you can be happy and positive on a daily basis. So go and grab yourself a copy of that, mumtomillionaire.com/motivation. And I really hope that helps you in your life to just get where you want to get to. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to see you next week.